You know how people say age is just a number? Well, turns out they were kind of right. Your calendar age doesn't always reflect how old your body actually is. I recently learned this when I took the True Age test from True Diagnostic. I was a little nervous to find out my real age, but get this, my biological age came back 6 years younger than my actual age. I was considering hanging my results on the fridge like we did for our kiddos when they were little. But here's the thing. It wasn't just a vanity boost. The test showed how different systems in my body are aging, like my brain, heart, immune system, and metabolism. Apparently, my brain is doing great, but my metabolic health needs a little TLC. So now I've got personalized tips, backed by science, to improve that and slow aging overall. And honestly, the test was super easy. Just a painless finger prick, pop the sample in the mail, and a couple weeks later, I had this incredibly detailed report that made me rethink how I eat, sleep, and manage stress. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code MINDFUL to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic.com, code MINDFUL at checkout. Your future self will thank you.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Your mind's job to think, just as it is your stomach's job to digest the food you eat. When practicing meditation, you may feel like you need to stop your thoughts or clear your mind completely. Your thoughts do not cause suffering. When you attach to your thoughts and believe they are absolutely true, with no other possible reality, this is what causes suffering. Because it is impossible to stop your thoughts entirely, I invite you to shift your intention to one of releasing attachments to thoughts. Whether your thoughts are scattered and disorganized, or intrusive and cyclical, change your relationship with your thoughts to reduce suffering due to undesirable thoughts. Let this practice be your training for dealing with thoughts outside of meditation. Be patient and compassionate with yourself during this process, and know that thoughts, like breath, will come and go. The Buddha said, "Be the witness of your thoughts. You are what observes, not what you observe." Hello, and welcome to the third of the Foundations of Mindfulness Meditation series. I'm Sarah Raymond with the Mindful Movement. Let's begin now. I invite you to make yourself comfortable. Take a moment to make any subtle shifts to your posture or surroundings to settle in for this practice. And when you feel ready, close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. As you close your eyes and fully experience your deep breaths, allow this act to send the signal to your mind that you are safe and it is okay to slow down and relax. Allow your breath to be natural and automatic now. As you let your focus settle on the sensations or the rhythm of your breath. Concentrate on whatever part of your breath draws your attention first. The first aspect you notice about your breath can be your point of focus when you find your mind wandering, as it often will during meditation. Continue to notice your breath for a bit longer, as the momentum of your energy slows and you let go into a tranquil state of ease in your body and mind. If it is beneficial for your concentration, as you breathe in, say in your mind, "I am breathing in." As you breathe out, say in your mind, "I am breathing out." Or more simply, in, out. As you continue this relaxed inward awareness, become aware of any thoughts arising. Witness them without following them. See the thoughts surface, flow by, and disappear. You may even think of thoughts as slippery objects that you couldn't hold on to even if you wanted to. When you grasp or try to hold on to the thoughts, during this practice, they slip right out of your grip. Like attending to your breath, if it feels right to you, as you notice the thinking, as you breathe in, say in your mind, "I am aware of thoughts arising." As you breathe out, say in your mind, "I am aware of thoughts passing." Or more simply, thoughts arising, thoughts passing. Allow this process to relax your body and mind as you practice the rising and passing of thoughts with compassion for yourself. Each breath cycle rises and is released, like an ocean wave flowing in to shore and back out again. Similarly, your thoughts rise and are then released. Let this idea, this knowledge, be a comfort to you. Remember, be the witness of your thoughts. You are what observes, not what you observe. Continue noticing your thoughts as they arise and allow them to drift away. Know that thoughts are not permanent. You may even notice your thoughts coming with more space between them. When you practice allowing them to rise and fall, if you get swept up with a thought, with compassion and patience, bring your awareness back to your breath. Let go of judgments of thoughts, knowing they are not good or bad. Be the witness of the thoughts in the present. Being present with the thoughts is where you can experience compassion and loving kindness for yourself. You don't need to judge what you are thinking. Simply observe it. Allow your thoughts to pass by like clouds in the sky. They have their chance to be seen and honored, and then they float away just as quickly. Allow ease to settle in to your body and mind. Begin to deepen your breath once more. Sense a change, a subtle shift. Smile for a moment. Pause for a moment longer to truly experience the calmness that comes with allowing thoughts to come and go. Remember to slow down, pause, and look inward. We will bring this meditative practice to a close with a deep inhale and a slow exhale. Gently begin to awaken your body, and when you feel ready, open your eyes. And take this calm state with you as you go on with the rest of your day. Thank you for practicing with me. I hope you have a peaceful day.
Thank you for practicing with me today. I hope you found our meditation soothing and enriching. If you are looking to deepen your practice, or you're facing challenges that need a more personalized approach, I'm here to help. Consider a personalized hypnotherapy session or a personalized recording. Whether you're seeking to overcome obstacles, release emotional burdens, or cultivate greater inner peace, our customized sessions are designed to meet your unique needs and support your journey toward healing. Together, we can explore deeper levels of your subconscious, open new paths of growth, and foster lasting transformation. Go to themindfulmovement.com/Sarah, S-A-R-A, and use the code PODCAST10 to receive 10% off a personalized hypnotherapy session or a personalized recording. Thank you for joining me today, and remember, the path to your greatest self begins with a single step. Let's take that step together.